We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping you game ready all season, every season, with no-cost preventative care services and no-cost preventative drugs. Pacific Source, members first since 1933. Safeway, stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics, your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. Spirit Mountain Casino, have some real fun. And by First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Beaver Sports Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street in Corvallis. It is great to have you with us as we get ready for the Beavers heading on the road in the Pac-12 this weekend. We'll talk about it with head coach Jonathan Smith and with running back Artavis Pierce. We'll be joined by the coach in a moment, Artavis, in the second part of the show. So we've got a lot to get to tonight as the Beavers head to the Rose Bowl and one of the storied venues in the history of American sports and world sports and events, and it's a wonderful event to be a venue to be a part of again this weekend. When I think back to the gentleman to my right, I may ask him one question about as memorable of a game in the 2000 season as took place, 44-38, the Beavers over UCLA, with just some amazing things that underscore for me a little bit how occasionally you need to get a little bit of a break, get the ball to bounce your way, get a penalty flag to come out at the right time, and you can live to tell about it. We'll talk a little bit about that memorable game in the 2000 season with Jonathan here in a moment. But, of course, more pressing matters. We'll recap what was really just a compelling, exciting, dynamic second half of football for the Beavers this past Saturday at home against Stanford. Came up short, and it still, I'm sure, pains. The team has already moved on and trying to get ready to get a breakthrough victory against UCLA Saturday. So we'll talk about all those things with the coach. Artavis with a huge game, 141 yards, 117 of them in the second half. So we'll visit with Artavis in the second part of the show. Quick note, volleyball hosting California Friday at 6, Stanford Saturday at 6 at Gill Coliseum. Men's soccer will be on the road to the Bay Area schools this weekend. Women's soccer on the road at the Mountain schools. And so there's a lot going on that is certainly worthy of the support of Beaver Nation, and hopefully You'll follow all these teams and get out to Gill this weekend to watch a volleyball team that got off to a great start. Grace Massey, who will be a guest of ours on our local show tomorrow, a national player of the week for helping the Beavers get those two wins in conference play. It is great to be with you tonight. It's Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll be joined by head coach Jonathan Smith next on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear Winter, you're cool. And in any of Toyota's nine models with available all-wheel or four-wheel drive, like Prius, RAV4, and Tacoma, you're going to rule. Let's chill together. Toyota, let's go places.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business loan or line of credit from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. Same-day approval and funding is available for eligible applications. Apply in less than 10 minutes at usbank.com/fundmybusiness. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender.
How'd you like to watch the next OSU Beavers football home game while sampling microbrews, wine, and culinary delights on the terrace? Sounds pretty good, right? Les Schwab has partnered with the Oregon State Beavers for your chance to win four tickets to the terrace along with an OSU swag bag. Enter to win right now at osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. That's osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. Take me to the terrace at Reser Stadium, presented by Les Schwab Tires, proud member of the Beaver Nation.
Hey, Beaver Nation, it's tailgate time. Get ready for the game at your local Safeway. You'll find all the tailgate essentials, including USDA choice beef, hand-breaded fried chicken, and ready-to-go fresh-cut fruits and vegetables. Plus, all season long, buy five participating products and receive a code making you eligible to enter the Score Big Sweepstakes for a chance to win amazing prizes, like groceries for an entire year. Stop into Safeway, the exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. No purchase necessary. Visit rules at cwseries.com.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon State Fire Marshal want you to score one for your family's fire safety. Be a hero and keep them safe from fire. Check that your smoke alarms are less than 10 years old. Make sure to have working smoke alarms on every level of your home, including the basement, inside each bedroom, and in the hallway outside the sleeping areas. Be sure to test your alarms regularly and change the batteries when necessary. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
Dear Winter, you're cool. And in any of Toyota's nine models with available all-wheel or four-wheel drive, like Prius, RAV4, and Tacoma, you're gonna rule. Let's chill together. Toyota, let's go places.
Now the Beavers go under center with a slot left from their 37, down two touchdowns. It's a play-action fake, a seven-step drop. The slant over the middle is caught by Isaiah Hodgins for the first down, all the way to the Stanford 37-yard line. Part of a big play, not the one I was, you know, the first touchdown we were looking for was Hodges' amazing one-handed catch that made it 21-7, but that was another big play in a series of them in the second half as the Beavers eradicated a 21-0 deficit to fight all the way back to tie. And, you know, we all know, and certainly the gentleman to my right, we know how it finished, but there was a lot of exciting, I think encouraging, compelling football for all of us to watch and enjoy. And going forward into the game at UCLA. So please join me in welcoming Oregon State head football coach Jonathan Smith, the Buffalo Wild Wings coach. Good evening. There was a lot of pretty darn good football, particularly in that second half.
You know, there really was. Obviously, yeah, the outcome is not what we're looking for, and there is some good football there. We just got to find a way to get it, do that for a longer period of time. But there's no question. I mean, Hodges is making some big-time catches for us. That's a huge touchdown catch. I mean, Ham's playing the best football of his life, getting into the backfield. You know, we were doing some things, stopping the run. We gave up the one long run short yardage-wise. You take that away, you just look at the stats of these guys, you know, we've made some real strides. So that that's how it is in this game now. I mean, you got to be able to make some plays and make one or two more than your opponent.
Is there anything from a, you know, everybody talks about, they use the phrase, we all use it. It may mean something. It may not really mean, well, I don't know when the phrase, we got to learn how to win. Does that have any relevance to where your team is now in some of these close games? Is there something to that?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, we do need to learn how to win. I think some of it's hard to have the confidence knowing you can win when you really just haven't done it much. And that's what we're dealing with right now. I think we've asked these guys to get us in the situation of, you know, we were going to be in these tight games, and then going back to trust in their preparation and trust in their coaching, ultimately doing your job when these games get nice and tight. And that's what we want. We want the game into the fourth quarter, having a great chance to win the game. We set ourselves up exactly for that. We've had a couple of them now. And then we've not done our job at the end to find a way to lose it.
Coach, what did you see happening with respect to the tail of the two halves in that game, and to be shut out in the first half, to be so productive in rhythm in the second?
Yeah, I think, you know, defensively, we found a way to get them in a little bit tougher third down and get off the field in third down, especially in the fourth quarter. You know, the first half, these guys have a methodical approach, what they do offensively. But then we had them in some third and longs, and we didn't get them off the field. And so we made some adjustments there, played a little bit better third down defense in the second half. Offensively, needed to find a way to, you know, protect the passer better than we were, and mixed in a little more play action game, got under the center a little bit more, and executed a whole lot better when the passer can set his feet and throw it.
We're going to visit with Artavis Pierce a little bit later, and looking forward to having him here joining us at Buffalo Wild Wings. Boy, he's just a good running back, isn't he? A pretty complete back. Gives you a lot of help, not only in the way he runs, pass protection. He can be a threat as a receiver, but it just looks like he's just a solid football player.
Yeah, he really is. He's a great young man in regards to his leadership. Not an ego with him at all, because, you know, he's sharing time, right? There's another guy in the room now, and he hasn't had any issues with that. He keeps on working. Notice he'll get his opportunities, and when he's gotten his opportunities, he's been fantastic.
The touchdown run, and when Artavis is here, we'll relive it a little bit with him. He had some big runs, 117 of his 141 yards in the second half. And he, when I visited with him earlier in the week, I mean, he immediately pointed to the offensive line. He's a humble guy, as you say. Yeah. But the O-line really did block some of those plays well.
They did. There's no question. I mean, and even on the perimeter, because some of those long runs only happen when the perimeter gets the safety blocked or whatnot. So AP's got a nice sense of timing, vision. It was well blocked. It really well designed. On one of them, we're faking around that we had given earlier in the game. And so good job by the offensive staff putting that all together. And then AP's tough to catch. Now he can go, and we need to see some more of it.
It was encouraging to see that, and as I said, Artavis himself will join us in a little bit. Jamar Jefferson missed the Cal Poly game, tried to come back, was limited. You know, what a great young man he is, too, in terms of being humble and working hard to try to get back. It was good to see him on the field a little bit, but did he just give you a sense of, hey, maybe not quite yet ready to go full bore?
Yep. He gave his best effort leading up to that game to get himself as healthy as possible. And he was cleared to go, and you saw him out there for a couple of carries, and it's just not himself. And that's what's nice, to have another back or two to be able to put in the game. And so, you know, if Jamar's not 100%, we've got other backs that are really good, and we want to give them the ball.
Including B.J. Baylor, who gets a touchdown run again for you on a well-conceived play, it seemed, but also just good vision on B.J.'s part.
Yeah, no question. Trying to get the edge. You know, we put Jack into the game, and downhill run is the anticipation, and then, you know, we gave him the ball on the edge, and that was well-blocked as well. The Hodge coming in, you know, that's not in the stat book of him catching another ball, but he had a huge block on that play for him to score.
And Hodge, AP credited Isaiah Hodgins with the key block on the long 41-yard run, you know, clearing the outside and creating a lane for him. So there's so much that goes into every one of these successful plays. The second half not only featured excellent running from Artavis, but just Jake Luton, after maybe kind of being a little bit pressured, you know, as you talked about in the first half. In the second half, he looked pretty locked in. A lot of good throws in that second half from your quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen him play at a higher level in that second half. Some big-time throws, decisions, the ball's coming out on time. He got us into some run plays, too. It wasn't just everything the way he was throwing it. He played well, gave us a chance to get right back in the game. I mean, we first drive of the second half, we didn't do anything with it there either. So we scored 28 points with a minimal amount of possessions just because of the way Stanford runs the clock. And he did. He played really good football.
Is there anything to Jonathan, him getting over the clearing? You know, we're watching baseball now. We've got Tampa Bay leading Oakland 4-1 in the American League wild card game. In baseball, don't expect any of these pitchers to throw the complete game. That's a lost factor in the game of baseball. But people have talked about Jake trying to get one of those on his own on his football resume. Yeah. Is there anything to helping him get there?
Well, yeah, the other 10 guys he's playing with, I mean, that'll definitely help him, because a lot of these struggles offensively for halves has not been completely on the quarterback. I mean, we got to be able to protect him better, precision in our route running, and be able to run the ball effectively helps the quarterback. So all other 10 guys will contribute to Jake playing for 60 minutes at a high level.
A guy playing at an extremely high level, you've already touched on, but Isaiah Hodgins, that first score, Coach, you know, I know it ended up going to the top, I think, of the Pac-12 Network's list of plays over the weekend because it was a special play. I mean, Jake fired it in there, but when Jake let it go, I didn't know what was going to come at the end of that thing.
Yeah.
Isaiah made a special play.
He did, and you need that sometimes. You know, we're struggling a little bit. We got to get something, and we go to our go-to guy, and he comes up with a play for us to give us a little spark because the ball's behind him. I think the decision where he's thrown it is correct. It was just an inaccurate throw, but Hodge makes a spectacular catch and got us a little momentum going, and we continue to play at a high-low after it.
And part of that, too, is when I talked to Kofense Hinson, his position coach, recently, he said of Isaiah Hodgins, first thing is he's in great shape. He's strong.
Oh, yeah.
He's stronger, isn't he? I mean, he may not make a play like that last year or the year before, just simply in terms of how much stronger he is.
Yeah, he worked really hard in the offseason, and he practices hard. You know, he's staying in shape. The way he practices, he's going all the time, getting some extra work in. And so this, you know, this level he's playing at has started all the way back in January. Went all the way through spring ball. He's one of our best practice players and through the summer, and he's continued it. So he set himself up for a great year in the physical shape he's in, and he's definitely having that great year after four games.
The thing, too, that was important, I mean, Isaiah has been remarkable, and we could spend the rest of the show talking about his attributes and his big plays, but you don't come back in the game without some other people getting involved, and it looked like Jake began, you know, once again, Champ Fleming's backed up his breakout game with another good one.
Yeah, he was solid, too. I mean, we're finding ways to get the other guys the ball, which we have to do. I mean, Champ's got some things going. Noah's came up with a huge third down catch. Wasn't a long one, but it was a huge one to convert and move the chains, and so distributing the ball that way. I mean, Colby had a couple of catches, you know, getting inside early in the game, and so we need those other guys to continue to contribute to really take the pressure off of Hodge.
When we come back, I want to ask you one other thing about the game here in a moment. We'll get into the defense a little bit and talk about all the things they did and what's on their plate against it. The mastermind of one of the modern innovators and architects of an offense that he still has plenty to work with at UCLA. Believe me, we ask Washington State about that. Mm-hmm. And so we'll get into that a little bit, too. But one thought about sometimes if you're scuffling a little bit or you need a spark, you also need that football to, okay, I mean, you need a break here and there. The 2000 game down there, it seemed like you had a couple of them in the midst of that 11-1 season. You don't go 11-1 without having something bounce or go your way. And I think of I don't know what comes to mind for you. I have a couple of things in my mind. But do you remember anything along those lines that went your way?
Yeah,
that
I remember tip pass. I think I'm throwing it to Marty. Tip pass, tips up in the air. RP gets it, and he takes it to the house.
Right.
And then the one for sure is the false start, right? We're backed up. I can't remember what it was. 3rd and 13, something to that extent.
Yes.
And more or less, I get sacked, fumble, lose the ball. They pick it up in the end zone. They think they got 6 points, and you couldn't hear the whistle because it was false start on Marty Maurer that saved us, because then we ran draw right
first
after
down.
That for first down. I think we sealed the win after that.
I think Pat McCall then went to the house and kissed his mom down in the end zone at the road. I mean, yeah. A lot of things. But I guess the point is that was a huge win. But if some of those things don't go your way, you don't end up in the Fiesta Bowl. You know,
yeah.
You gotta the game is tough, but you need a break every once in a while.
You do. Yeah. You do. And then you got to create them. You know, they're just not going to happen always just for you out of pure luck. You got to go and create them. But, yeah, we're definitely hoping to get something that way here this week.
Well, we'll be visiting with Artavis Pierce in the second half of the show. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the defense and its big improvements and the numbers that show it, and the Pac-12's sack leader is none other than an Oregon State Beaver player. We've got that to get to and more as we continue with Jonathan Smith. It's Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for joining us on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Dear Winter, you're cool. And in any of Toyota's nine models with available all-wheel or four-wheel drive, like Prius, RAV4, and Tacoma, you're gonna rule. Let's chill together. Toyota, let's go places.
Alaska Airlines is proud to support the Oregon State Beavers all season long. Whether you're catching the game at Reser Stadium or following the team on the road, make sure your sky-high cheering keeps the Beavers competing until the final play. Alaska will fly you wherever the Beavers fly, especially with the most non-stops from Portland. Pack your jersey, your game face, and your victory chance. Visit AlaskaAir.com to book your road game flights now. Go Beavs!
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reser's Deli Salads? A must! Reser's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange-faced painting decisions. Reser's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reser's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reser's Deli Salads. Fun times and game day made easy.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And that's how I think you're going to get the lowest toner and maintenance costs across your network.
Excellent. Let's try it again.
Yeah.
Can you not do the whistle thing?
Nope. It's my favorite part.
Are you a driven, ambitious college grad looking for a job on a world-class team with the best sales training in the country? Come to Pacific Office Automation. Don't settle for just a job. Start a career. Apply at pacificoffice.com/careers. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Dear Winter, you're cool. And in any of Toyota's nine models with available all-wheel or four-wheel drive, like Prius, RAV4, and Tacoma, you're gonna rule. Let's chill together. Toyota, let's go places.
Davis Mills from the Oregon State 34-yard line, flanked by Cameron Scarlett, out of shotgun from the left hash. Looks to his left and is pressured and sacked again. And it's Habakkuk Rashid Jr. again, his second sack, all the way back to the Beaver 43-yard line, a loss of nine. How about that? Habakkuk Rashid Jr. with two more sacks, leading the Pac-12 Conference with five and playing great football. As Coach Smith said, we welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings. We've got some exciting plays to listen to in the second half of the show with none other than Artavis Pierce, who will join us. We appreciate you joining us tonight as we get ready for the Beavers heading to Pasadena and the Rose Bowl this Saturday, a 6 o'clock kickoff in the Arroyo Seco. Coach Smith, you're taking your team down there. We'll get to Habakkuk in a moment. Did you grow up as a kid in Glendora, going to some games occasionally, actual Rose Bowl games or Bruins games?
Rose Bowl games, for sure. I went to a couple Bruin games. I was more of an SC fan.
Okay.
But, a few times I remember watching Jake Plummer play when I was in high school, played UCLA. And that was the game where we threw a touchdown, ran a touchdown, and caught a touchdown the year they went to the Rose Bowl, played Ohio State.
Right. It's a great venue. You know, I know that you want to get there and play in the granddaddy at some point. That's the goal for you in building the program. But there is something special about walking into a place with the kind of history that it has.
Yeah, no question. I know I love it, going into places with that kind of history, the Coliseum, the Rose Bowl. And these guys are excited, too. One, we got a lot of guys with ties back to that area, right? So we'll have a good amount of family and friends there. And then, you know, you're playing in a big-time stadium or big-time games and players that have played in those places. So it adds to the experience.
It would certainly add to the overall experience of Habakkuk keep playing like that and making plays. Tell me what you're seeing from him as he's been coached up, as he's playing to at an explosive level under Coach Tibisar and the outside backers. I mean, the linebackers in general, but Hamaka in particular, playing very well.
Yeah, I think the groups have improved, and there's no question. I don't know if anyone's improved as much as Ham, the way he's creating, putting pressure on the quarterback, being solid in the run game. You know, it's just that second year of the same system, the same coach, knowing his skill set, knowing what he needs to work on, and over time, you know, guys develop and improve, and that guy's showing it right now. The way he's just playing really, really hard and really, really well.
Never gives up on a play either. I mean, just keeps coming and keep. And it looked to me, too, as you began to affect the momentum of that game and fight back in it, that your interior player, your defensive line, Isaac Hodgins with two TFLs, and Jordan Whitley had one big, that it kind of helped keep the hope alive of maybe getting that thing to overtime. I mean, it just looked like your D linemen also showed up pretty well.
Yeah, and a lot of times they don't show up in ton of stats, but the line of scrimmage is not blatantly moving. They're holding their ground right there so these linebackers can run and make plays.
So this weekend, then, your defense is up against an offense that I know from the outside on a certain level, say for a 19-minute burst where they score 50 points, they did do that. The numbers are not great, but I know you study film to know that they're getting better week to week. Their run production, their run game in particular, is improving.
Yeah, they're a dangerous team. I mean, they got some talent over there. They run a really good scheme, which obviously Coach Kelly's been doing for a long time. And they are. They're just inches away at times. They're a little bit like us. Some of these details that move the ball and had opportunities to put up way more points and haven't done it yet. And they played some really good teams. I mean, they really have. I mean, Oklahoma's as good as anybody. You know what the Cougs are like. Cincinnati themselves in that home run, Cincinnati's a good football team. So we know we're headed into a place where, you know, it's a great place to play with. We're going to be playing against some great players and great scheme.
16-5 the opponents are. So, I mean, they've played some very good teams. And I don't know what jumped out on the tape for you to watch that Washington State-UCLA game, but just knowing that a team had the ability to come back from 32 down, I mean, that speaks for itself.
No question. And the belief that they can do it. And once they started making a play or two, they kept on going. It was really all sides contributing to that comeback. I mean, special teams, they're able to score. They are dangerous on special teams. Defensively, they created some turnovers, a couple of picks, forced fumbles a couple times. So, and then offensively, they scored some touchdowns. So this is a complete team that can beat you in a lot of ways.
We don't know. Their quarterback situation is a bit uncertain. But it was clear, at least to me, watching Austin Burton go in against Arizona, that even though Dorian Thompson-Robinson, DTR as they call him, is a tremendously talented quarterback, and he's their offensive leader. But when he went out, Burton, I thought, played with poise and looked pretty good.
Yeah, he really did. I didn't see a huge drop-off. You know, he got them to the point where they could have tied the game very easily. And you listen to Coach Kelly and you watch him on film, and they're very confident in it, and I can see why. And so we're kind of preparing, the thought being that you don't know who you're going to see. You got to prepare against the whole scheme, and they got really two quarterbacks.
On the other side, Coach, UCLA has a very good coordinator, Jerry Azzanero. That defense, like, I mean, in certain respects, I look at some of the numbers, and you guys were fairly close last year statistically, defensively, in a lot of categories. But they, too, have made some significant jumps this year, and a very good back end.
Yeah, they're really good on the back end, and they've given up some points in a couple games. Well, when you play Oklahoma and you play Washington State, that's trending that you're going to give up some points. So they are good there. They're aggressive. They can get to the passer. They don't try to trick you. I don't think their scheme is just one that you never know what you're going to get type thing. They just play the same things and play really well.
Well, you've had a lot of very good football. I don't know how you've got to have a great deal of belief and poise and patience and willingness to stay with everything that you're doing and executing when there's got to be some heartache in a couple of these games walking off the field or into a locker room. But can you see it in your guys' eyes? They're all still this week bought in, knowing that that breakthrough, that big win is coming, and they've just got to stay with the process.
Yeah, I think there is still a great belief. I look at even the game itself on Saturday. You get down 21-0, and if our culture wasn't right and these kids didn't believe in it, the thing would have been 42-0. Instead, we tied the game with 28, you know, with a minute 50 left. I look at practice the last 2 days, especially today. I thought we had had great energy. Guys are continuing to work. They're being positive with each other. Still listening to the coaches. I've seen our coaches coach. Understanding that, yeah, we haven't got that final victory we want, but we've got a ton of small victories in the development, the better plays taking place. It's just a matter of time, and we got a great belief that it's going to happen sooner than later.
You know, I remember, and the final thing, Coach, I remember the 99 season. I mean, I remember all your games as the Oregon State quarterback. But in 99, you lost a heartbreaker to Stanford, then played UCLA the next week and won. And it was a win that kind of got things going, I thought, with Dennis, and that led into the next year. I'm not saying you win Saturday in Pasadena and you go on that and, you know, you don't lose again ever, but one win can beget another.
There's no question the one win is the big hurdle to get it started, get some momentum going, to, you know, solidify all this hard work and these guys' confidence and belief that we can get it done. And so, yeah, we're approaching each week really the same, as the ultimate goal is finding a way, however it comes, you know, 6-3 or 60-66, however it comes, find a way to get on the right side of the scoreboard.
I'll take the 6-3. I think might be a little easier to deal with. It'll be fun to watch. However, though, you're exactly right, Coach. We appreciate you coming down and joining us, sharing your thoughts with us. Look forward to getting to visit with Artavis Pierce in a few minutes. Have a great time heading back. I hope you have your brother and some family and other friends coming out to support you and the Beavs this weekend. Thanks for taking time for us tonight.
Always good catching up.
Let's hear with it for head coach Jonathan Smith out of Glendora, heading back to the Southland with his football team, the head coach of the Beavers, including one of the more dynamic running backs in the conference in the country, and Artavis Pierce, who joins us next. Buffalo Wild Wings Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear Winter, you're cool. And in any of Toyota's 9 models with available all-wheel or four-wheel drive, like Prius, RAV4, and Tacoma, you're gonna rule. Let's chill together. Toyota, let's go places.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have 5 more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business loan or line of credit from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. Same-day approval and funding is available for eligible applications. Apply in less than 10 minutes at usbank.com/fundmybusiness. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender.
Alaska Airlines is proud to support the Oregon State Beavers all season long. Whether you're catching the game at Reser Stadium or following the team on the road, make sure your sky-high cheering keeps the Beavers competing until the final play. Alaska will fly you wherever the Beavers fly, especially with the most non-stops from Portland. Pack your jersey, your game face, and your victory chant. Visit AlaskaAir.com to book your road game flights now. Go Beavs!
How'd you like to watch the next OSU Beavers football home game while sampling microbrews, wine, and culinary delights on the terrace? Sounds pretty good, right? Les Schwab has partnered with the Oregon State Beavers for your chance to win 4 tickets to the terrace along with an OSU swag bag. Enter to win right now at osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. That's osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. Take me to the terrace at Reser Stadium, presented by Les Schwab Tires, proud member of the Beaver Nation.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Hey, Beaver Nation, it's tailgate time. Get ready for the game at your local Safeway. You'll find all the tailgate essentials, including USDA choice beef, hand-breaded fried chicken, and ready-to-go fresh-cut fruits and vegetables. Plus, all season long, buy 5 participating products and receive a code making you eligible to enter the Score Big Sweepstakes for a chance to win amazing prizes, like groceries for an entire year. Stop into Safeway, the exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics.
No purchase necessary. Visit rules at cwseries.com.
Dear Winter, you're cool. And in any of Toyota's 9 models with available all-wheel or four-wheel drive, like Prius, RAV4, and Tacoma, you're gonna rule. Let's chill together. Toyota, let's go places.
Jake Luton under his center, Noose Keobunum.
Beavers run inside to the left. Nice big hole. Artavis Pierce, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Pierce to the house. Touchdown, Beavers! Well, here we go. How about welcoming the man himself who made that spectacular run? Well blocked. He gave all the credit to Isaiah Hodgins for a kickout block for the initial point of attack blocks by the offensive line. That's the kind of young man he is. But we also know that he had a lot to do with that spectacular 43-yard touchdown run that helped the Beavers continue the stirring comeback against Stanford. 141 yards rushing for this young man who joins me. Please join me in welcoming Artavis Pierce to Buffalo Wild Wings for Beaver Sports Talk. Artavis, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for coming. And it looks like you brought another guy who had a huge game, B.J. Baylor, yep, with a huge touchdown run. You were probably as happy for B.J.'s touchdown as you were your two, right?
Yes, sir.
How about that play, too? But before we even get to yours, the tackle, the broken tackle that he made in the backfield, the cut that he made for B.J.'s touchdown, what about that play? Tell us what you saw there.
It was a great play. He executed the play well. Then the kickoff after that, he stripped the ball.
He did, too,
yeah,
didn't he? Hey, B.J., can you hear us right now? That you did have, I mean, that was a fumble, correct? Should have been called that way, correct? Okay. Now, could you guys all see that and feel, I mean, did you know that, I mean, B.J. came out with the ball?
Yeah, like before his knee touched the ground, he had the ball already.
Now, I will say this, in fairness, I don't think the Pac-12 was necessarily trying to job B.J. or the Beavs or anything else. On the replays that we all saw, at least the ones I saw, it was hard to see that. I mean, there were a lot of bodies there, but the argument holding the ball at the end of all of that was a pretty good argument on B.J.'s part. The thing is, I don't think they scored on that drive anyway, did they? The defense held, and so it worked out. But it would have been nice to have the ball in that field position, no doubt about it. Artavis Pierce joining us. Artavis, before we get to your thoughts about the next game with UCLA, your perspective on the offensive performance you had from one half to the next and what you saw happening in the second half against Stanford that maybe wasn't going so well in the first half.
In the first half, it was mainly like ourselves. Like, we were shooting ourselves in the foot. No, couldn't put us in a position to score. Then we came back second half executing, making great plays, and was able to, like, come back.
What was your mindset at halftime then? Down 14-0, then they score again. It's 21-0. It's impressive to me, as Coach Smith just said, if you don't have belief, it could go the other way. 42-0. It didn't. What happened? How did you guys kind of hold it together?
Oh, we just believed. Like, when we were coming out of halftime, everybody, like, believed we could come back. Just like we did in Colorado last year. Everybody believed, everybody bought in, and, like, we executed a lot of plays.
You know, we saw you execute plays, but also as a team guy, what were your thoughts watching the way the defense played in the second half and just some of the improvements you've seen on defense this year?
Oh, they was making great plays all around, sacks, stopping the run, like, putting us in great positions to score.
Yeah, no, it was fun. That touchdown run that we just heard moments ago, I asked you about it earlier in the week. You gave credit to the O-line, to Isaiah. But what about that play and why, what you could kind of see when you got the ball? Your vision is tremendous, but why did that thing? What happened in terms of the execution?
It was great blocks by Gus and Blake, like blocking them down. Then I seen the crease, like, as soon as I got the ball. Then I seen Isaiah kick out the inside backer. So I just beat everybody with speed.
It was fun to watch you pull away again. I mean, you've made a habit of that in your career. I'm still not sure I've ever seen anything as spectacular as 80 and 78-yard touchdown runs in Columbus when you outran everybody. But did that play against Stanford almost have that same kind of feel?
Kind of a little bit.
Tell me about those plays in Columbus and what that showed you and showed the nation that was watching what you're all about, what Beaver football can be when you're executing.
It shows that, like, we can keep up with, like, big teams like that, great defenses. I feel like it put us on the board a little bit, showing that Oregon State can score on Ohio State's defense. So I think our name was buzzing in the ears.
No, it was fun. And I asked Champ Plummings here last week after his great catches against Cal Poly. He said suddenly,
His phone was going off. He was getting a lot of messages from everywhere. Even in a defeat in Columbus, did you find your own social media life or your phone, whatever, after the game you had against them and those long touchdown runs, were you busy getting a lot of love on social media?
Oh, yes, sir. A lot of messages on Twitter saying that I had a great game. I did some great things against a great defense.
No, you did. Now, you've got a big challenge coming up against UCLA, and we'll talk about that in a moment. The thing that Jonathan said about you and Artavis, I just want to take a quick look and make sure I reference the numbers properly as we all get ready for the Beavs in UCLA this weekend. Your numbers are, they speak for themselves just in terms of the opportunity. I mean, you averaged in the second half about 11 yards per carry against Stanford in the second half. When you're the all-time, right here, this guy, the all-time leading yards per carry running back in the history of Oregon State football to this point. No one. Not Simonton, not Steven Jackson, not Quiz. When you get opportunities, you take advantage of. How do you stay ready, even if you're not necessarily even starting a game sometimes?
Well, I always, prepare, because you never know, when your numbers can be called. So I'm ready to execute whenever. Whenever my numbers call, I'm ready to play.
You are now, moving up in all of the Oregon State record books and so on. But that, again, it strikes me as you're not all about that. You'd give some of that up, a lot of it, to beat UCLA this weekend. In your view, Artavis, what's it going to take collectively to get a breakthrough win? How close do you feel you are to getting there?
Well, I feel like we can do a great job. We just got to start fast, execute, out the gate. And I feel like it'll set us in a great position to win the game.
We will take a break and come back and listen to a couple of other big runs and have Artavis talk about what keyed those, because there were some other, as you know, not only the 43-yarder, some other spectacular plays as well. Artavis Pierce continues with us at Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll take a quick break. Great to have you with us, to have BJ with us as well, and all of you here on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear Winter, you're cool. And in any of Toyota's 9 models with available all-wheel or four-wheel drive, like Prius, RAV4, and Tacoma, you're gonna rule. Let's chill together. Toyota, let's go places.
Unitas Community Credit Union and Oregon State have partnered to create the Dream Come True program to fulfill one child's dream for every home Beaver football game this season. This program will help provide a lasting experience to individuals 8th grade age or younger and their families who are experiencing an unfortunate time of serious illness. For over 80 years, Unitas Community Credit Union has been making a meaningful impact in the lives of our families, friends, and neighbors, and is proud to partner with Oregon State Athletics. To learn more about the Dream Come True program, visit osubeavers.com/dreamcometrue.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
The key to a successful event is clear communication. Make it a wireless day using Motorola two-way radios or push-to-talk phones. Day Wireless's systems make communication simple with a push of a button. You can have immediate access to an individual or your whole crew. Day Wireless's rental division features Motorola two-way radios and push-to-talk phones. For rentals that cover a day, week, or month, Day Wireless's rental division has your needs covered. Call 503-659-1240 for details. Day Wireless Systems. What wireless wonder can they do for you?
Hey, I'm Jason from Pacific Office Automation.
Great. I'm sorry. Are you wearing a cape?
Absolutely, Jim.
Why?
At Pacific Office Automation, we transform the way offices of all sizes manage their workflow. We're experts at assessing your technology and getting you the solutions you need.
Wow. The cape does make sense.
From copy, print, and scan to managed IT and unified communications, Pacific Office Automation is your one-stop shop to optimize your workflow. Visit pacificoffice.com. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Grill? Check.
cooler? Check. Reese's Deli Salads? A must. Reese's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange face painting decisions. Reese's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reese's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reese's Deli Salads, fun times and game day made easy.
Dear Winter, you're cool. And in any of Toyota's nine models with available all-wheel or four-wheel drive, like Prius, RAV4, and Tacoma, you're going to rule. Let's chill together. Toyota, let's go places.
Casey Tuhill, the tackle. The spot is not favorable. Given to Pierce. Artavis to the hole. 20, 15 to the 10. Cuts back at the 5. Artavis dives for the end zone. They're going to mark him down at the 1 yard line. Artavis Pierce, 36 yards to the 1 with 2:05 to play.
Oh, my goodness, what a play that was. Just one of the more exciting runs of the day. Artavis Pierce, who ran that ball down to the 1 yard line. You know, I think a lot of us thought he was in on that play. Things worked out, as we'll listen to here in a moment. But what about that play, Artavis? What hit there? Was it similar to the 43-yarder, or what kind of play was that?
That play was an inside zone play. It was a yeah, it was no, a small crease. So I just hit it, and I just seen space.
Did you score?
I kept watching. I think I was a little short.
Yeah, a little short. It looked like maybe an elbow hit before the ball crossed. Then, in fact, Shelley, go ahead. Just we'll do this live and have Artavis talk about, because I think the very next play, all was well. Shelley, what do you got? Was it just up here on the TV? Okay, well, we can look at it again and maybe time it up on the replay. Play it now.
The Beavers do go quickly, trying to get the game even. Hand off to Pierce. Stop. Back pedals his way. Touchdown, Beavers! Artavis Pierce!
Well, on TV, it doesn't quite match up, because that was the 43-yarder on the replay on the Pac-12 network. But we were just listening together to the touchdown after the 36-yarder. Artavis, you had to work for that one, didn't you, that last touchdown?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got hit hard. I thought you might have been stoned around the 2 or 3. So, I mean, to be able to get that ball in, tell me just kind of what you felt and what you knew you had to do.
Well, I knew it was going to be a physical play. It had to be physical, and two people hit me at once, then one slipped off. So I, like, spinned out of it and, like, fell in the touchdown.
Did you score there?
Yeah.
I was worried they might have caught
you. Yeah, they reviewed it, but I scored.
You certainly did. It was fun to watch. You also had four more catches out of the backfield. We talked earlier this week when I visited with you and Jamar. To be a running back in the Oregon State system means a lot more than just carrying the football, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that.
It's more, you got to be more like all around, like an all-around back, be able to block and receive too.
And in pass protection, that's critical this weekend. It always is. Tell me how much you work on that, how important a part of pass protection for you in the job you have is. I mean, how big that is in your plate.
Oh, it's very important. We practice it every day. Like, we different techniques and things like that, because there's always guys, like, bigger than us, like linebackers bigger than us, and we just work on different techniques and things like that so we can protect the quarterback so he can make great plays down the field.
Not only is Artavis the all-time Beavers leading yards per carry, currently in the 2019 Pac-12 stats, no one has averaged more yards per carry than Artavis Pierce, leading the conference in that category as well. I'm not sure, you know, we'll wait and see how Jamar Jefferson, you know, comes along this week. But whatever the case, Artavis, you guys, the thing I'm proud of you for is that last year when you dealt with both an elbow injury and a rib injury and your time was limited, you were Jamar's biggest fan. You were his cheerleader.
Oh, yes,
you
of
helped
course.
Him. Tell me where that comes from, to be a team guy, and even if somebody else is rolling up yards, you were pulling for him.
Yes, sir. I'm always a team player. I always want to see everybody do a great job. And for him to come in, like, take a big role as a true freshman, things like that, and do great, like, freshman All-America, I was very proud of him.
What do you remember about your own true freshman year? Just what it was like to make the jump out of Florida to come up here and play big-time Power 5 Pac-12 football? Just some of the things that, what that was like for you.
It was great. It was a great experience to play as a true freshman, make great plays. Yeah.
But how hard was it?
It was kind of tough because it was a huge transition.
And it was not only a huge transition just from the level of football. You were coming from a long way from home. Were you okay right from the start? Did it take a while to get acclimated to our world? Are you still working on that? How does it feel 4 years later?
It took a while. I just hate the weather coming.
You're not alone.
Yeah. It just rains a lot.
You picked up on that pretty early. How did you get through all of that? Were you able to get home enough to get a taste of home, or did you just finally get used to it, or are you still working on that?
No, it's cool now. You know, it's a lot different from home, but it's a great place to be.
Well, we're glad you're here, Artavis. We'll take a final break and wrap things up with our special guest here at Buffalo Wild Wings tonight, Artavis Pierce. Glad to have you all with us as the Beavers get ready to go to the Rose Bowl and take on UCLA this weekend. More with AP after this. From Learfield, IMG College.
Dear Winter, you're cool. And in any of Toyota's 9 models with available all-wheel or four-wheel drive, like Prius, RAV4, and Tacoma, you're gonna rule. Let's chill together. Toyota, let's go places.
Oregon State football has returned to Reser Stadium for head coach Jonathan Smith's second season back with the Beavers. Select which games you see this year with a Build the Dam mini plan starting as low as $92. Prices vary by location. Don't miss any of the fantastic action this year. To secure your seats, call a representative at 541-737-2050 or visit beavertickets.com today.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dear Winter, you're cool. And in any of Toyota's 9 models with available all-wheel or four-wheel drive, like Prius, RAV4, and Tacoma, you're gonna rule. Let's chill together. Toyota, let's go places.
Down 28-14, second and goal at the 1. Coletto gives to BJ, breaks a tackle in the backfield, heads to the pylon and gets in. Touchdown, Beavers. BJ Baylor with his touchdown. We thought just since BJ's here tonight, in fact, let's go ahead and hear it for number 20, BJ Baylor over here, Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for coming down. That was an excellent play. What about BJ, Artavis? Not only yourself, Jamar, Calvin Tyler. You guys got a pretty good running back room, don't you?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Tell me about BJ's attributes, what you've seen from him. Is it getting more playing time and what he's doing with it?
Oh, he's doing a great job coming in, when his number's called, making great plays. He scored 2 touchdowns so far.
Yeah.
He's picking up blitzes good. He's running the ball very well.
Here's the play here. So, I mean, he had to escape out of the backfield and then just used the speed and got in. Big play for B.J. Baylor. That's fun to watch with B.J. right here in the house. Last couple of things, Artavis, as we wrap it up, get ready for the Beavers in UCLA this weekend. Have you ever been in the Rose Bowl?
Yes, my freshman year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 2016, you had a good game. I'm sorry. And, in fact, that was a very good game. You guys turned it into a 1-possession game late.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember anything about the venue or just what it was like to be there? You probably watched a lot of those games on television.
I just remember it was a huge stadium, and it was like flat, kind of. But it was like a very huge stadium.
I don't know if you'll have friends, family, being from Florida. There's a lot of guys from the team from Southern California, Jamar included, and a lot of guys. But no matter what, it seems like you say you've played with a chip on your shoulder your entire time here. Do you feel like that helps you and it'll help you get over the hump this weekend to take that attitude to UCLA?
Oh yes, of course. It doesn't matter like who we playing. I'm always gonna play with a chip on my shoulder.
Why? Where did that come from? Did it come to you early, like people telling you you couldn't do things, and you defied that? I mean, where did that come from for you?
Yeah, yes, sir. Like growing up, people didn't think I can like do great things. So I always want to make people remember me.
Well, you will be an unforgettable player for all of us here in the history of Oregon State. Is you kind of see when you mention your freshman year, now it comes back 2016 down there. It's gone fast, hasn't it? I mean, can you believe you're heading down the stretch of your senior year? How does that feel?
It flew by, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a senior. Like, it just, it all flew by.
You feel like the best days are ahead here, though, these next few weeks?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
I think so, too. I'm all for it. We appreciate Artavis Pierce joining us. Let's hear it for Artavis, for B.J. Baylor, for Jonathan Smith. We'll see you all this weekend down in the Arroyo Seco in Pasadena as the Beavers look to break through against UCLA. Thanks for joining us on the Beaver Sports Network from Buffalo Wild Wings. So long, everybody.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. And by Spirit Mountain Casino. Spirit Mountain Casino is a proud partner of Oregon State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.